Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Power of Redemption. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And the word of the Lord reads like this: He was delivered. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed, the King James says, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, remember that, through the blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now, we usually don't shout on things like that because we only shout on prosperity messages. But everybody should be shouting on that, because if God gave us what we deserve, none of us would be here. I'll read it again so we can at least clap our hands. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Come on. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Can the church say amen? Amen. On this wonderful resurrection day, I want to share with you from a three-part series entitled Lift Him Up. This morning was powerful. We dealt with Lift Jesus Higher. Today's message in our early service is entitled The Power of Redemption. Bishop Ogletree did a magnificent job last week, and I'm grateful for it. And he preached one message in two services. Maybe I need to do that. Maybe I'll preserve myself. But sometimes I get three. I really believe that our church, with this poor that we get, we should be in a different spot spiritually. And if you knew what it cost me to pour like I do, I think you would appreciate it more. Because he arrested me when I wanted to do what I wanted to do, so I would be set to pour into you, so you don't have to do what you want to do. You can be free from bondage. And I want to see a church that's free. Justin Henry, stay free, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, I give you praise, and I thank you for this moment. Use me for your glory. Thank you for the precious download. Now give me grace to honor you, but also to invest and to pour into the people of God that you've assembled here. For those that are watching and those that will watch around the world, bless us with the knowledge and the understanding of redemption, the cost. And I pray that you would save lives, for I believe that souls are saved and minds are transformed, even by the renewing through the word. And I give you glory and praise for transforming the mind, saving the soul. Go before the word now and prepare us, the atmosphere, the climate, with ears to hear, a fresh mind to comprehend. Give us hearts to receive and the spirit to contain. And we will give you praise. Jesus, we will give you praise. Jesus, we will give you praise. Jesus, stand above them all, even by your word. Every throne and dominion must bow. Be exalted, O God. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for the word of the Lord. Colossians lays the letter from the Apostle Paul to the church at Colossae. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, demonic spirits and thrones and dominions, and translated or conveyed us into a kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have the doctrine called redemption through His blood, also the forgiveness of sins, of all sins, and you don't have to pay for your sins. Jesus paid for them. Redemption is, in its core, is an act of being rescued. Some may say, I don't feel like I need to be rescued. I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. But redemption is, at its core, is the act of being rescued or saved, even bought back, purchased back after being sold to the slave master called sin. To be purchased, bought back from a negative state, from an unfortunate, hapless lot, to a place of balance, purity, honesty, and righteousness. In our faith, as believers in the Christian faith, redemption is a core value, a core principle, a core theme. It means that through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we have benefits. Through His sacrifice for humanity, we are freed from sin and its consequences. On Friday, we showed the Passion of the Christ here in the sanctuary. It was brutal. And by looking at the way the Romans beat Jesus, you see that every stripe meant something. He had to resemble the Old Testament sacrifice for sin, where they would take a lamb or a goat or a ram or sheep and then cut it, gut it, and burn it on the altar. His scourging, his beating him with rods and pulling his arms out of socket and nailing him to the cross and spitting on him and slapping him. He had to become a type of sacrifice in the Old Testament. He didn't do it for himself. He did it for us. Now, I'm telling you right now, if somebody was beating me for you, I don't know if I would take it. If they say, Merton, take your shirt off and bend over, I may take one. I may take two. I don't know if I'll take three. For you? For you? And I don't know if you would take any for me if the heat got on. Because some of us were about that close from leaving God and this ministry because you just can't handle anybody talking about you. And you do most of the talking yourself. I'm glad Jesus took it for us. I'm glad I'm not the Savior, because a lot of people would be going to hell. And And I'm glad you're not the Savior. Because a lot of people would be dead, right? This is why we lift him up for all of you that have a problem with the way we praise. We don't praise each other like that. We praise one who's gone through the fire for us, one who hung on the tree for us, one who died for our sins, one who redeemed us from death, burial, and the grave, and he ascended into heaven. This is why we give him praise. As Andre Crouch say, always remember Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. A song came to my heart this morning, lift him up. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men. So lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. It is not just a rescue, though it is a rescue. Write it down. It is restoration. It is restoration. Redemption is restoration. Returning you to your right relationship with God, giving you a fresh start, giving you purpose, and giving you hope. I believe redemption as one of the core themes of our Christian faith is one of the most powerful themes in the scripture, because it carries an ideal, it carries a mindset that we're bought back. We're bought back. We're rescued. We're restored to rightful purpose for the reason or intent for us being born. Life starts life in us, and we forget or we lose sight of why we're here and why so many are cold and in the grave. But we survived. And their ash should become our fuel to fulfill the call of God. To remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before evil comes. I was arrested when I was 12 years old. I don't know why, but when I was 12, my mother used to always take us to tent revivals. She took us to a white man, and she took us to black men. They used to come to Cocoa and Merritt Island and Titusville and sometimes Orlando. My mom took us to see this white man. And he was preaching, and I was sleeping. But anyway, he's called an altar call, and like I did today, and she told me and Junior, you got to go up there. Get up there. Go. So we went and stood up there. So the man got to me, and he started praying. The Lord touch him. Bless him. He's going to do great things for you. I didn't know why I was there, but I honored it. He finished with me, he got the nick. He laid his hands on me, he said, Lord, touch him, deliver him. Touch him, touch his soul. And Lord, please, stop him from cussing. And the only nick and I knew that he was practicing with me using vulgar language. When he cussed, I couldn't stop laughing. So he would just create cuss words. Only he and I knew that. And that man said, Lord, stop him from cussing. I knew it was God, and so did Nick. When we got in the car, my mama said, "What are you cussing for? Well, I didn't raise you to do that." My dad had to say, "Agnes, let him go. You're going too far with it." But Nick and I talk about it to this day, because he was the cussing king. And some of you don't think God can hear your words, but he's listening. And he loves you enough to call it out. He doesn't have to call you out like Nick did. The Spirit is calling you out now. God wants to redeem you from all of your sins. So let's talk about the power of redemption. Ephesians 1 and 7 says, "In him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to his grace." I want to talk today about three dimensions of redemption. I read to you out of Colossians chapter 1, which is very powerful. If you want to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, study the book of Colossians. If you want to see how preeminent he is and why we worship him, and how he translated us from a kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and what that really means, you need to read it in the New Living Translation, the NIV, the Amplified. Just read it and get it in your soul, so you get an understanding that you don't belong to the world, and the devil has no place in your life. He has no control over you. He has no right to your wrist or your ankles. And all chains that he put on you are broken in your faith in Christ. And this is why we need to embrace the Lord Jesus even the more today. As the world goes dark, we need to walk into the light, glory to God, and stand with God, because he's standing with us. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, very powerful. "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, to whom we have redemption through his blood, even the death or forgiveness of sin." So I want to talk about the power of redemption, the three dimensions of redemption. And I want to lay some track here, because I want you to get it in your soul. A lot of us have heard preaching, but we don't know Bible theme. We don't know what the Bible means when it comes to redemption. I said it means to rescue, to purchase, and to bring you into right standing. You don't have to pay for your sins. It's already paid in full. Whatever you did last night, whatever you did last year, whatever you did, that's secret, because God gives us the privilege of privacy. You don't have to pay for it. He paid. Now, if I paid $10,000 to get you out of debt, what would you say to me? Would you really say thanks, or would you go on a cruise? Most of us wouldn't even come back to say thanks. We would take off and go to Cape Canaveral and get ourselves a cruise so we can get out and have fun. Because when Jesus delivered 10 lepers, they couldn't feel, they couldn't walk, they couldn't see, they were mangled, they were spavined, they were weakened and enfeebled. And he healed all 10. He said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." As they went, as they walked on that word, as they pursued God, their bodies start being healed. Some of us want instantaneous healing. That's not how God works. As you go, you're healed. Ooh, Jesus. If you follow him about this time next year, things won't be the same. So even with college, if you start your first year, what do you call? A freshman. If you go to second year, what do you call? A sophomore. What about the third year? A junior. What do you call when you finish? And then you got graduate school, and if you want to go higher than that, you go into your doctorate program. Am I right?
Yes.
Why would you think, if school is that way, that you're supposed to be instant in your faith? You want to graduate in your faith, right?
Yes.
I'm talking about, can you give God 3 years? You tried everything else for three. 3 years of foolishness, 3 years of playing games. Can you give God 3 years of commitment? Amen. As a disciple, I guarantee you your life will never be the same. It will never be the same. Come on, G12. Generation of 12, can you replicate what you are and what you've learned, what you put into practice? Can you put it into practice and influence 12 others? I'm saying you can. I'm saying you have the capability. But do you have the willingness? The scripture says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But are you willing? Where's the will to do it? When it's for you, you'll give it all. When it's going to satisfy you, you'll pursue it. When it's going to help you, you'll make the phone calls. When it's going to benefit you, you'll drive the miles. What about your faith? You can't see faith, for without it, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Ooh, Jesus. Man, I love to preach to people that are hungry. Man, I can feel it today. I know you dressed up. You didn't go to JCPenney's to get it either. Yeah. But you came to the house of the Lord hungry. I can feel it. Oh, my God. Lift your hands and say, fill me up until I want no more. Holy Ghost, go! Fill them up until they want no more. Oh, hallelujah. Clap your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost on me. Jesus is here. Rando Sha. Oh, my God. Jesus is here. I feel him, man. I feel him. He came in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for visiting us by your spirit. Somebody came in one way, but you're not going to leave the way you came. You came in heavy, but you're going to drop shackles today. Oh, my God. Shackles are broken in Jesus' name. Mindsets that are confused are coming into order in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is setting you free, setting the captives free. And whom the Son, who the Son sets free. Oh, my God, is free indeed. Clap your hands, all ye people. Now shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh, my God. Resurrection power is here. I felt it. When I was 12 years old, I wasn't expecting it. My mama took us to another tent revival, and the man was anointed. And for 2 weeks, I couldn't eat. And for 2 weeks, I would shiver. And the Lord is going to do that for some of these young people under the sound of my voice. He's going to arrest you.
Yes.
I couldn't eat. And for those 2 weeks, my body would shiver. And the Lord told me he's going to do it to some of you. So you won't just come to church because it's duty. But he loves you. He's got a mission for you. And redemption brings you to the purpose that he kept you alive.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Power of Redemption, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Relentless will meet for corporate prayer at the TR Palm Bay campus on Friday, April 17th at 7 p.m. Married and engaged couples, you are invited to the Marriage Enrichment Ministry Hearts Intertwined Session on Saturday, April 18th at 7 p.m. at the TR Palm Bay campus. Calling all young adults ages 20 to 39 to join Focus on Friday, April 24th at 7 p.m. at the TR Palm Bay campus to connect, fellowship, and get involved with your purpose. Scan the QR code in the foyer and get involved. Awaken Women will fellowship on Saturday, April 25th at 9 a.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Many people believe our country is heading in a downward spiral, and a lot of people think the government is to blame. But Billy Graham said, first, maybe we need to look closer to home.
We backslide as individuals before we begin to decay as a nation. Fortunately, there is time to repair the breach. We are still on this side of judgment, though time is quickly passing by.
So, what can you do?
The greatest contribution you can make to your nation is to give your life and your heart to Jesus Christ. God is sounding the warning. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation.
If you're ready to give your life and heart to Jesus, someone's ready to pray with you right now. Call 855-255-7729. That's 855-255-PRAY. We're here 24/7 every day of the year. 855-255-7729 from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Yeah.